This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm sorry, I just have to say this. I don't even know if it's, you know, worth you guys listening to, but I just have to, I'm a doctor. I've been a physician now for, I got my medical degree in the late 90s. And I, you know, went into residency, private practice. I've been a medical doctor for the longest time. And you would think that I would be not so naive about things. So I, every now and then have, I got like bowel issues. I told you guys about that, where I have adhesions that have kinked my bowel. And I have scar tissue because I had an ovarian tumor, which was benign. But after having surgeries and things like that that I've been through, I have an echo. Can you guys hear that echo? Oh, it's gone. Oh, man. Oh, I love my voice and stereo sound. So anyway, so I have issues, right? And so every now and then, I like a nice, good enema. It just helps. And most doctors don't recommend you guys do enemas. But I'd say every few months. All right. So... But I also enjoy a good sale. I like saving money. So I'm on the Walmart website, and this happened about maybe a couple months ago, and I decided to buy some Fleet enemas. And you know, you could get a 4-pack. So you can buy the enemas where there's 2 in a pack or 4 in a pack. And then I guess Walmart tells you how many cents per each, and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm only paying like, you know, 17 cents more. So I decided to buy a 4-pack. Now, the problem is my eyesight's going. I think I need glasses now more than I wear them. I refuse to wear glasses because I got LASIK done. And until I make my money back from the LASIK, I'm not going to spend it on a pair of glasses, but I got some reading glasses. So the first 4-pack of enemas that I wanted to buy on Walmart, I clicked, you know, for shipping because I don't like to walk into a Walmart anymore because otherwise I'll spend more money. I just wanted it shipped to me. So the first 4-pack, they said, oh, available for pickup. And I'm like, but I don't want to walk in and pick up my enemas. I would like the enemas mailed, like a little bit more privacy. So I try to buy another box. And again, it said available for pickup. I'm like, no, I want the enema shipped to me. So then what I did is it shipped with a P. So then I found a box. I found a box, a 4-pack. I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe, you know, the other, you know, groove of enemas wouldn't be shipped, but I found one that would be shipped, so I bought it. Okay, so it came through, and, you know, and I bought, you know, cat food and other stuff because you have to, I think, spend like $50 for a minimum so you get free shipping. And when I get the little Fleet enemas, they're really, really tiny. The box is really tiny. Now, if you guys have ever seen an enema has about, I don't know, 30, 50, maybe it's about 100 cc's. I mean, it's like a big, it's kind of like, I don't know, let me see. It's about maybe... it's a couple hundred cc's. It's a nice big dose of fluid. Well, this, it had maybe 7.5 cc's. I mean, really tiny. So I'm like, damn, I must have bought enemas for infants. So I just threw the box away. Okay? Now, we'll get to the point soon. Okay? So yesterday, and I know I'm open, but I don't care about being open because you guys deal with the same problem as I do. So don't try to sit on your high horse acting like you don't have the medical issues that I do. We all have this problem. So yesterday, I tried to go potty, and something wouldn't make the curve. It wouldn't make the turn. And I'm like, what's going on here? And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. And I'm like, well, here's the thing. Okay, I need to get this, and I knew I was constipated. I knew I had to get it out. But I'm like, I don't want to waste money on a whole entire, you know, 200-300cc enema. So I'm like, I'll go use one of those little baby infant enemas. So I go and I grab one, and again, my glasses aren't on. Okay, I'm not wearing my glasses. So what I do is I use it, and it's like maybe 4 or 5 cc's, you know, I put up in there, and within a minute or two, we are talking almost like Mount Vesuvius explosion, all right? I race to the potty, and not only did that sucker make the turn, but, I mean, all the traffic on the 405 got dislodged. I mean, we are talking everything got completely, like, out. And I decide to actually put my glasses on. I'm like, what the hell did I just insert rectally? I mean, what the heck did I just use that I thought was like a little baby enema? Well, it was a liquid glycerin suppository. So it wasn't an enema. It was a liquid form of glycerin suppository. Now, some of you guys are like, well, you never put, you know, nitroglycerin. It wasn't nitroglycerin, okay? It wasn't nitroglycerin. It was glycerin. And I guess how glycerin suppositories work is they draw fluid from your intestine. The whole job of your intestine is to suck water and fluid out of the stool because your body needs the necessary fluid. These glycerin suppositories help draw that fluid back. So now you have that extra fluid and things can slide out. So my point is, one, read the box, okay? I mean, read the box. Number two, wear your glasses. I know a lot of you guys do not wear your glasses, all right? And you try to fight it and you're like, well, I'm going to force myself to have better vision by training them to read without. No, it doesn't work that way. Once your vision starts to go and you lose your accommodation over 40, you're not going to be able to read. But the main point I'm making is do not ever, ever, ever underestimate any form of medication or health aid that's super tiny. Because some of the tiniest of stuff is the most powerful. And I mean, I am living proof that I almost had my colon explode. Because imagine if I decided to mathematically calculate the cc's. What if I had run out of enemas and I decided to take these little baby things and take like 20 of them to equal the amount? I don't know if I'd be alive. So please read the box. Lord have mercy. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Jessica's Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Jonathan, who's working the dial. Sorry, we got Daniel, Jonathan, Jason. Who's over there? Who's working my dials today? Hi, Jason Day. Hi, Jason. Man, I love it. I have my choice of men. It's great. Jason's awesome. And thank you to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Look at this. I'm remote. GCN is in Minneapolis. I can't see that far. I'm in Las Vegas. It is very hard to see, especially since I don't wear my glasses all the way to Minneapolis. So, St. Paul. So, everybody cut me some slack. Jack. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Mariah's pretty upset. I can't read her email, but she says fake news isn't the government giving us fake news about the vaccines. Now, what she's talking about here is this story. All right, we have a couple stories on the vaccines. Instagram is now going to block anti-vaxxer hashtags. on a crackdown on medical fake news on the social media site. I gotta tell you, man, this vaccine controversy is not going away. This, people are mad, and both sides are very, very passionate, and it's gonna take the Supreme Court, or I don't even think the Supreme Court's gonna be able to solve this one. So what's happening is Instagram is now getting a lot of heat because if anti-vaxxer groups are posting things on social media, and the majority of people, and I'm a part of that, all right, I mean, I am pro-vaccines, do not like what is being, shall we say, distributed, if it doesn't have scientific basis, Instagram is now saying they are going to block or remove. However, what Mariah says, and what I guess a lot of people are arguing, and they have a point, is how do they know what the other side is giving is not fake news? And are we looking at a filtering or a cleansing of certain information where both sides cannot air their view? So here's the thing, okay? The anti-vaxxers, and by the way, with any sort of controversy, with any sort of subject, you're going to have both sides. You're going to have very logical arguments on both sides, and then you're going to have some people that just seem to be completely out there on both sides, okay? There's extremes. There's always extremes, and I'm not a big fan of extreme, extreme, extreme. I love the whole moderate sort of discussion, okay? And so for me, having family members who have autism and Asperger's, when somebody says that a vaccine causes autism, I don't buy it. I don't buy it, and the science isn't there. However, when a parent says that they were their child was the one in a million who was communicative, social, was developing, and then afterwards started to stall, I believe that parent and that child deserve some study. Somebody needs to study that and investigate it. The problem is we have to be very, very careful with what goes on social media, because now people go to Dr. Google. They don't go to Dr. Dahlia or Dr. Bob or Dr. Bill or Dr. Mary. They go to Dr. Google first. And if you have stuff on there that could be wrong, that could unfortunately be the life or death to somebody, especially as a child. So if somebody posts something, let's say on Instagram, saying, you know, don't give your child the chickenpox vaccine because it will kill them. Does Instagram have a responsibility to pull that off or block that or stop it? Yet if somebody says, don't give the chickenpox vaccine because my friend's daughter had a side effect and we are scared to death. And if that was true, do they have a right to post that? And so the problem we have is we have the vaccine program, which is very robust and successful. Nobody can doubt, even anti-vaxxers will admit that we have, you know, definitely put an end to polio epidemics, smallpox epidemics, a whole variety of epidemics. Nobody's arguing with that. But since nothing is 1,000% safe, we are going to have these cries for, you know, hold the phone, everybody, and this dissension. Now, I agree that Google, Yahoo, Bing, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, etc., they have got to be careful with what they are perpetuating. They are allowing to be perpetuated on their platforms. However, one argument I got from another listener who didn't want this written was, what if there's a government-run ad or a government-sponsored ad saying something is safe and it's not? Is that fake news? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Facebook is going to announce they're going to minimize recommendations of this content and accounts that post it. They say short-term measures are going to include blocking hashtags associated with known health-related misinformation including vaccines, cause autism, vaccines are poison, and vaccines cause harm. So the hashtag vaccines cause harm is what's causing a big, big controversy, because you do have a few people out there who claim that the vaccine harmed them. The problem, again, they have is the burden of proof is on them. If a child, let's say, went through a reaction, how do we know 100% it was the vaccine? It could have been, you know, an infective agent. It could have been a pathogen. Now, will doctors be on the side of the patients? A few years ago, somebody asked if they think they had a reaction to a vaccine, should they even go to their doctor, or is their doctor not going to believe them? It was in response to doctors not taking patients who were unvaccinated. There's a large amount of doctors that will not take your child if the child's not vaccinated. So the parent was afraid that if they told the doctor that the child had a reaction to the vaccine, they could be kicked out of the practice. And I said, of course you got to tell your doctor. You know, if it was a localized reaction, if the child felt sick, if the child felt whatever, you have to, it has to be documented. You've got to be honest with your doctor. But what we're slowly starting to see here is this fear of speaking out. And so, on one end, no, you can't spew out that a child getting a vaccine is going to turn autistic. You know, you can't, if we don't have the scientific evidence, you can't do that. But you do have parents out there that are fearful. And again, I am pro-vaccine. I am very pro-vaccine. I love that we are vaccinating against, you know, all these diseases. But I am not going to kick a person out of a practice, you know, who has a sore throat or an ear infection because their mom didn't vaccinate them. I can't do that because it's not the child's fault. So people think they're being silenced now on social media. You guys have to realize that social media, whether it's Instagram, whether it's Facebook, whether your internet is Google or whatever, there is going to be a slant. Nothing is neutral. So if it's a part of the growing, shall we say, body of acceptance, it's going to be okay. If not, it won't be. I mean, you know how many, jokes and stuff were made 10, 15 years ago? Like, for example, on American Idol, Ryan Seacrest, this was years ago, about a decade ago, Ryan Seacrest and Simon Cowell were kind of going back and forth, making fun of each other for being gay. I guess Simon Cowell told him to come out of the closet or something like that. So everybody was joking about it or whatever. Okay, well, no, that's not acceptable now. That's not going to be up on social media. And so, some people will use social media as a litmus test of what is now okay in society. I don't like that idea. I think you guys should use common sense when it comes to that. But we have a huge anti-vaccine movement. And yes, we have a lot of misinformation out there. But one of the biggest goals of the anti-vaccine movement is for there to be transparency of what could be happening when it comes to vaccines. Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the, we're going to be talking about chickenpox parties and how Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin is now criticized because he exposed his children to real chickenpox. Now, one of our listeners had asked about natural immunity versus man-made induced immunity. We're going to talk about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Before boarding Air Force One, President Trump says he believes it's a disgrace that Democratic candidates for president are not attending the pro-Israel conference next week.
The Democrats have very much proven to be anti-Israel. There's no question about that.
What?
I don't know what's happened to them, but they are totally anti-Israel. Frankly, I think they're anti-Jewish.
An Indonesian airline is trying to cancel a nearly $5 billion order for Boeing's 737 MAX jet airliner. The airline ordered the planes back in 2014 and has taken delivery of one of the planes, but with everything going on with Boeing, they're saying thanks, but no thanks. USC Aviation Safety and Security Program Director Thomas Anthony tells NBC News.
And ultimately, it is up to that regulator, in this case the FAA, to say what is a safe and certificated aircraft.
This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're talking about vaccines, side effects, Instagram blocking anti-vaxxer rhetoric, taking your questions, your comments, your calls, your emails, 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, or DrDahlia at hotmail.com, DocTorDalIah at hotmail.com. Okay. One of our listeners had asked if the government would be open to explaining the list of side effects if it possibly goes against their campaign to vaccinate. So what they're talking about is will the government be truthful about telling us if there's a vaccine side effect, because of course their campaign is to make sure our kids are healthy. And it's kind of like the concept of Armageddon. Remember the movie with Bruce Willis? Would the government really tell us if a meteor was coming at us, or an asteroid or whatever coming at us to, you know, blow up the Earth? even though it doesn't really pull up the earth, it lands on the earth, and then it sends this shock wave and all this dirt and dust and whatever happens. You know, you just can't have things pounding into the earth. It just doesn't really work that well for us. And then would the government tell us? Would they want panic? And so when you look up vaccine side effects, they're very hard to find. They'll talk about the basic, most common ones, the localized reaction, the inflammation. You could get a little myalgias, achy, etc. But in terms of numbers, it's difficult. But there is a way for you to get some data. It is government run, okay? You know, so, you know, if you trust the government, you're going to love it. If you don't trust the government, you won't. But it's called the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, or VAERS. It's a national vaccine safety surveillance program run by the CDC and FDA. And they do serve as an early warning system to detect possible safety issues. And I guess it was created in the 90s in response to the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. If any health problem happens after vaccine, anyone, doctors, nurses, vaccine manufacturers, any member of the general public can submit a report to VAERS. And it's used to detect safety problems that may be related to a vaccine. So, they want to know, all right, if there's a problem, all right, if there's any adverse event, any side effects. They'll also monitor increases and even the minor side effects. So let's say you have some arm pain or arm soreness. Bring that up. Again, you know, if the government finds out that maybe it's administration issue where somebody's not administering it correctly. They're trying to, you know, put in the deltoid, but we have untrained people give me vaccines. I mean, these are things that the government needs to know. And then if there's a vaccine-related side effect that seems to happen in a group of children or adults who have a certain medical problem, then they could, you know, surmise that, okay, you know, maybe people with this sort of illness, you know, maybe we have to have different rules when it comes to vaccination. So they do need data, and they do want data. And I'm not saying this to defend the government, but, you know, they're not going to have a closed ear to somebody report a side effect. The problem is, and the reason why I have some issue with the anti-vaxxer movement is, if we have too many people on the extremes saying, oh my gosh, vaccines are going to kill us, they're going to kill the whole population, that starts to close people's ears. Okay, we really need people listening. If somebody has an honest-to-God side effect to a vaccine, that's some serious stuff. There's been reports of side effects to the Gardasil, very rare, but when they happen, we want to make sure you're being listened to. But if it gets written off because they think you're a quote-unquote anti-vaxxer, you're doing the whole country a disservice. And that's the problem, you know. The anti-vaxxers maybe don't even deserve to have that label. You know, people are now kind of using that label to, you know, make them look like cookies. But honestly, when you have people that are concerned about vaccines, that are concerned about their children, like I said, the reason why I can't, even though I'm pro-vaccine, I can't, you know, make fun of them or criticize them to the degree that others do, because again, you know, many of them are, you know, doing this for their kids. They're, you know, concerned about injecting their kids with a medicine that there could be a vaccine. One of you had quoted the CDC site saying that, I've got to look up the email. I'm sorry. As with any medicine, there is a remote chance of vaccine causing a serious injury or death. And she wants to know, how do you convince me to now inject my child? So, how I convince people is just look at polio. Polio scared the hell out of parents. We don't have polio, thank God. Now, there is this new polio-like illness that's scaring some parents that's coming out. We might have to develop a vaccine for that. But if you have a child that wakes up paralyzed for life or possibly can't breathe, you're going to wish you vaccinated that child. So, I had a relative die of tetanus. You bet your butt I'm pro-tetanus. I mean, I am pro these vaccines. However, I do understand that many people are scared. So you can report adverse event to VAERS. There's an online site. It's through the government, through mail, etc. Reportable conditions. There's even a national vaccine injury compensation program. Now, that's what kind of complicated the anti-vaxxer movement. When people in the 90s were starting to complain about vaccines, they were being accused of doing it, so they got compensation. And then you have the question of if somebody really did have an adverse event and the government doesn't want to pay you, are they going to say, uh-uh, this wasn't from a vaccine? And the burden of proof, unfortunately, is on the patient, which is really difficult because you as a family might be dealing with a Guillain-Barré or something else. But there is VAERS data, and there's access to it, easy access to it. Not sure what the turnaround time is, but there is a means for you to, report. Now, in the news, a lot of controversy over Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin. He chose to expose all 9 of his children to the chickenpox. He said they had it as children. They were miserable for a few days, and they all turned out fine. So chickenpox parties have been something that a lot of I hate calling them anti-vaxxers. I don't think that's a proper term. But some parents who are either anti-vaccine or they're pro-natural immunity have been doing. I think it's crazy when people are selling lollipops, chickenpox infected lollipops, online. I think that's even illegal. So you have that kind of stuff. I think there's a company selling used tissue from chickenpox kids. But if your kid has chickenpox, they are an overnight celebrity. Everybody in the neighborhood wants that kid. If your kid has chickenpox, everybody wants him. Because you have people, you know, saying, look, I went through natural immunity. I'm scared to death of the chickenpox. Let me get, you know, let me give my kid natural immunity. The problem is shingles. Shingles is nasty. And when shingles comes out as an adult, I mean, it could cause blindness. It could cause a variety of, you know, issues, post-herpetic neuralgia, where you could be in pain for life. And so we don't want people getting viruses if they don't have to. If they could ward them off and fight them off, the better. But there is an argument that, like Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin is saying, where, you know, natural immunity, may have some place, obviously. So are chickenpox parties a good idea? We doctors say no. We do not want anybody exposed on purpose to an illness because there's the 1 in a million chance or 1 in 10,000 chance that they could have a very serious adverse event with that chickenpox virus, like measles, mumps. These viruses can kill. Flu, pneumonia. You know, the viruses can spread and they can kill. So when you're worried about the 1 in a million chance of getting a side effect to a vaccine, you have to realize there's also that 1 in a million or even less, 1 in 10,000, 20,000 chance that there could be a serious injury or death from the virus. And that's why we doctors don't recommend that for natural immunity. Natural immunity is cool, but it's still unpredictable on what a pathogen can do. 1-877-DR-ELLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
DOCDALI. So this is interesting. This is actually mind-blowing. There's a university professor from Utah Valley University, who has resigned because he admitted to his class that he watched child porn. He's 42 years old. And he told students how he saw beautiful, wonderful children of this earth in compromising positions and sexual positions. He's a part-time economics professor. I'm not sure where that came out and why it came out, but he admitted to it. And he confessed to his class, according to KSL.com, about a child pornography addiction. Now, the class was video streamed and was recorded on the USB drive back on December 3rd. Then it was presented to the UVU Police Department, which subsequently contacted the Department of Homeland Security. Investigators reviewing the recorded classroom lecture noted that about 90 minutes into his class, he ceases his discussion of the subject matter related to macroeconomics and begins talking to his students about taking them on his spiritual journey. He then goes on to talk about his involvement with viewing child pornographic materials, according to court documents. The lecture went on to say, "The very worst thing that I can share with you is the fact that I have seen youth, beautiful, wonderful children of this earth, in compromising positions and sexual positions. If we are talking about a line in the sand, then we are taking it south of an area that we shouldn't be. I'm sorry, but I have seen that." Now, he said, while continuing to apologize, the professor told the class that he had not touched anyone inappropriately and does not keep a library of pornographic images, except the what is in his head. "If you are a human being," he said, "who I saw, I am not sorry that I saw you. As terrible as it sounds, I am sorry that I looked at you in that way. I am sorry that I chose to look at you in that way," he told the class. Meaning, this wasn't that he accidentally came across an image and he said, "Oh my gosh, I can't unsee that. That's horrible." It's he is apologizing for continuing to watch. Now, a number of students obviously made complaints with the UVU Ethics Point Complaints Program due to the graphic nature of the classroom confession to viewing child pornographic materials. And the student had said he started talking about how he had never inappropriately touched a child, and in a roundabout way, he talked about, I'm guessing, his porn addiction. "I don't think I actually heard him say pornography," spoke the student. After that, he said he was going to take us on a spiritual journey, and that is when I decided to leave class because I didn't want to go on a spiritual journey. That has nothing to do with macroeconomics. So it was super weird, and I just don't feel like it was an appropriate thing to do in a macroeconomics class. So the Department of Homeland Security obtained a warrant to search a professor's midway home on February 28th to seize electronic equipment or discs that could potentially contain the child pornography. Right now, though, it doesn't say if anything was found. So the next day, the professor was confronted about his in-class confession by Laura Carlson, the school's director of Equal Opportunity Affirmative Action, and he rendered his resignation. The professor has not been arrested or charged. University spokesman Scott Trotter released a statement on Wednesday saying that the man was employed at Utah Valley University from August 2014 to December 2008. Okay, 18. Now, all right. Wow. We had a lecturer once years ago that had been very open about stuff. And he had told us that, I don't know why this came up, but he had said that, you know, his granddaughter was on his lap once, and he got an erection. Then he made the granddaughter leave his lap or whatever, and he left the room, whatever. And he said he wasn't attracted to his granddaughter, but that this happened. And I remember we were in class going, why did he tell us that? What? We can't unhear that now. Why did he tell us that? And we thought it was completely off the wall. And I guess we assumed what he was trying to do was telling us that sometimes physiologically your body may like something that it shouldn't. And it's a very natural response. And some of the students are like, yeah, I mean, you know, I've had sex dreams about so-and-so. And I, you know, and then I guess the conversation changed to that and it didn't go further, you know. But that's still a lot different from child pornography, but it was something that was very, very open. And even though we were really taken aback by what he said, I have to admit that that particular lecturer had some guts throwing that out there to try to put people at ease where if they, let's say, do get an erection or whatever, accidentally, right? Not because it's from the mind. It could be very very biological, physical, from people that they shouldn't. It isn't the most uncommon abnormal thing, even though in society it is abnormal. And, you know, you will have patients ask you, you know, look, I got turned on by my sister and I don't want to be. How the hell did that happen? Or they'll have a dream about being with somebody, you know, and they're like, oh my gosh, how am I having these incestual thoughts? And, you know, one explanation in psychology is because, you know, you will dream about things that are wrong. You know, you will dream about things that, you know, you'll dream about murder, you'll dream about rape, you'll dream about things because your body is processing everything in its sleep. You know, and so that doesn't necessarily mean you have a sexual attraction to somebody. I talked about one of my listeners who was having homosexual dreams about his boss. And he said, but I'm not homosexual. I'm really not. I love my wife. I'm not attracted to my boss. And, you know, one answer for that was he was dreaming that possibly because of a power issue. The boss had power over him, and he felt, you know, maybe like he couldn't, I don't know, advance, or it might have had something more to do with, you know, the hierarchy or the control that the boss had or abuse or something. And it got extrapolated into and projected into a more sexual theme in his dream. So, you know, people always freak out about their dreams. People always freak out about their thoughts. People always freak out about accidentally getting an erection. It happens. You know, I can't tell you how many times I would examine somebody who had, you know, I'd have to examine a hernia or discharge. They would have an erection in the middle of the exam. Wasn't a sexual thing. It was they're nervous. When you're nervous, things happen. I mean, ask any 12-year-old boy who gets called on in math class. When they get nervous, it happens. So it's a response. But watching and continuing to watch child porn and almost talking about it as you're, you know, trying to almost do a confession, and that sounds like what he might have been doing. I mean, again, this is all alleged, but maybe he was trying to, you know, confess, and he thought that explaining that to his class was a way for him to, you know, atone for his sins. Psychologically, we don't understand why somebody would have that sort of fetish or why somebody would want, there's no evolutionary reason. There's evolutionary reasons for you to be attracted to people of certain sexes. But in terms of age, there's no, because again, that doesn't, you know, promote the human race. You should not have any desire, you know, for anybody that's a youth or, you know, not developed. And so that, unfortunately, falls under some pathology. And he admitted it to class, and he's no longer working. Yep, that's the way it goes. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.